Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, guys. How's everybody doing? That good, huh? You're on. Oh, there you are.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We're good.
You? Excellent. I'm great.
Today's your big day.
I know. Well, not my big day, but...
No, it's your big day.
My boy's big day. I'm going to leave the show a little bit early because we have an early... We're going to go move that kid in.
Dude's flying the coop.
He is.
How many times have you cried?
None. Zero times so far.
Oh, well, there's today.
Well, look. I mean, he's still going to be right here. It's not like he's moving to...
That's what we're going to tell you.
Canada.
Well, it'll be... I'm most interested to see if he continues the heavy family participation that he's kept up all these years.
Yeah.
Or if he finds the social life there too much to pass up.
Right.
And finds himself saying, guys, I can't make it home.
Yeah.
I've got stuff to do.
Well, he supposedly plans to come back for the next two episodes, the last two episodes of Game of Thrones. That's what he was saying last night. But, it was sort of wistful last night, wasn't it? It did feel like the last time.
He was, yeah. Both your kids were awfully quiet. I felt like it was just me, you, and John that were talking the whole time.
I know. Riley's in his own head right now. Our dining room is just filled with stuff that's going to his, that we're loading in the car today. And
so are you taking, two cars, or how's that going?
We may have to. I think we're going to try and just do one car, but because we have a... SUV.
Right.
So we'll try and throw it in there. We may have to squish the two kids onto one side of the seats and put one of the seats down.
Why'd you make that bitter face when you said we have an SUV?
I didn't. Oh. I didn't. I'm trying to think of what to call it. It's like a Highlander,
right.
I think it's called. Like a small SUV. But, we're gonna load it up, and we've got our window to move in. And then this week is all orientation. They didn't even have classes until next week.
Oh, that's good.
They acclimate him for one week.
A whole week. All kinds of
stuff.
Thank
God.
I think it's great, right? Yeah. He'll know the campus. He'll know where he's going.
He'll know his roommate.
You get there and then you just go. I know. He already knows his roommate. He's talking to him all the time.
Oh, really?
That's the difference between when we were kids. You had no idea who you walked in and met somebody brand new, and now they know it. They text all the time. They're talking back like, do you have a printer? Do you have a this? Do you have a that? They're figuring out what they're going to have in the room. And
that's great.
Super excited. The kid, he has a room with us from Los Gatos. No, he's from Los Altos.
Oh, okay.
That's right down there.
Let's pronounce it right.
Yeah.
Is it Los Altos?
Los Altos.
Los Altos. That's where he's from. So that's sort of cool. Someone who's from the Bay Area, too. And and that's his only roommate. I guess they share. Who cares? They should have way less kids in their bathroom than were in my bathroom at school. Way less. I think they have eight
it's
kids co-ed total.
Co-ed dorms, Vinny. Co-ed.
Yeah, but I think the bathroom isn't, right? Didn't he say it wasn't? Because there are
that's
ones.
Good if
there
it's
are
not.
Ones with co-ed bathrooms.
Right.
Like,
well, we heard reports of
a lot of fun.
No, just the opposite. Like, boys in particular were backed up because of the co-ed bathroom because they didn't want to go number two.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I wouldn't want to.
No.
Yeah. I must have heard that a couple months ago somewhere.
Poor kids.
I know. I mean.
I'll wait till I go home this weekend.
Right. Well,
wait, next weekend, I mean.
I take care of that station. At 3 in the morning when no
right.
one's up. But
set your alarm for 3 a.m.
It's college, Vinny. They're up.
Good point.
Yeah, they're at 9 a.m. That's when they're all asleep.
Yeah.
Missing that 9 a.m. class.
God, I remember my girlfriend when I was already working in radio, but she was finishing college and she would do all-nighters all the time.
Mm.
Whatever, hitting finals or hitting, writing some paper. She'd have sodas, and I'd get into bed because I had surf reports to do the next morning or whatever, and she'd be like, all right, I'll see you in the morning. And then sit there at my desk while I was sleeping and just power.
In the same room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we had a whole house, but she just, you know.
Yeah.
There were other roommates. And
sure. She wanted to focus. As long as she could be quiet and not wake you up.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I'm happy for Riley. I hope he has the time.
He will have the time.
So many people I meet, and I didn't have the same college experience because I went to work, but they have friends they met in college that they still have. They have them their whole life. It's not like high school. You kind of leave those people behind.
You do. I mean, I still know some people from my hometown, but for sure I'm not hanging out. But I have a girlfriend from college that I still occasionally see. And, you know, although Facebook makes it so easy. Like, I'm in touch with a lot more people than I probably would have ever been if it wasn't for Facebook. Because I live all the way on the other side of the country. Yeah.
No, that's the good thing about Facebook.
It's great.
Plenty of bad things, but that's one of the good ones.
Well, if you just look at it and don't play, you got to stop yourself from posting stuff. The posting seems to be the problem. Posting and commenting. So you find yourself in some fight with somebody on Facebook. You're like, oh my God, I so didn't want this. I didn't want it.
You didn't want to fight?
I didn't want to have a fight. But here I am once again.
Anyway, I hope that he loves it.
I can't imagine that he won't. Although he's a little, you know, they say you could be the valedictorian of your school and, you know, you're a C student at Berkeley. It's hard.
I always feel like the smart kids, the biggest issue they have is being able to adapt to the new sort of normal, which is not having your parents around, still getting your stuff done when there's other distractions there for you.
A whole new world is
that's
opening up
right
to you.
That's the issue. I mean, I think that he's a smart kid. He'll be... You should see the people who end up with college degrees.
Yeah. I have seen some of them, actually. Some of them are like, I can't take this job. I have a college degree. But you need money.
Right.
Why I gotta tell you this?
You're gonna need some money.
Right.
Over here. Anyway, it is a big day, and I felt strangely neutral about it this morning. Like,
maybe it's just the calm before the storm.
Maybe. What were you going to say?
My neighbors are taking their daughter to Chico! And as we're getting ready to, or as they're getting ready to take her up there, I was explaining, oh, my partner's kid. It's just really neat, but it is a whole family drama.
Oh, it is.
Like, you could tell there's like a... Because the girls, so these are my neighbors that live down the path from us. The girls were up at the park working out. These are the daughters. And as they're walking back by, they stop to say hey to us. And they stop in and we're like, oh man, you're leaving any minute. Ah, it's so great. And she goes, yeah, we should get together this weekend. And, you know, our family should. And we're like, all right. And then her mom calls and goes, thank you so much. You guys are having us over. And we're like, what? What just happened? And it took a minute for everyone to talk to realize we didn't. She. Okay.
We will have you over.
Yeah, we'll do it. But that's so weird that went down that way. But anyway.
Kids know how to work that.
God, good, I guess. So we did all get together and it was super fun. But hanging over the whole thing was she's leaving.
Mm.
And the whole family's having their
That's
different
funny.
Feelings.
Hanging over it was like last night at dinner. It's just sort of hanging over everything. It is. It's crazy.
And it seems, I don't think they quite have the, and I'm guessing, I don't know, and this is the air, and they're probably like, what are you talking about our family for, DB? But it doesn't seem they have the same harmony that you guys seem to function with. So I think there's even more terror, like, go but don't, get out, but we love you.
Right.
Quickly can you leave?
I have a friend who is like cannot wait for her kid to leave. Like, can't, like, and is pretty vocal about it. Like,
oh, they weren't doing that.
Good riddance.
Oh.
Like, out
oh, like
you go.
Me.
Kind of like you.
Oh.
And the kid has, I don't want to say too much specific about this, but the kid's been a lot of work.
Did the kid get luggage?
Not quite.
Okay.
And I don't think that she's not like yelling at the kid, get out or anything, but to all her friends, she's just like, I can't wait.
Is it bad parenting?
For this person to
part
go.
Part of her. No. Is she part of the problem?
No.
Oh.
No. Not
Sounds
at all.
Like it.
Is but it a daughter or a son?
I'm
daughter.
Gonna,
should
I'm,
he said her daughter?
Oh,
should he said daughter?
He said.
Well, yeah. All my girlfriends have daughters, but they're like, oh my God.
And we know she's about 17, 18 years old.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, she's got to be 18.
Okay, I'm so sorry I said anything about this. Huh. What else did everybody do this
weekend?
We went
to Outside Lands.
Oh,
me,
yeah.
Me, Uzette, and Bryn.
Oh, and Uzi went everywhere.
We gave her the grand tour.
I was walking grand everywhere tour. With those guys. I'm like, I just follow you guys. They're like, what do you want to do? I'll just follow you.
Well, sure you can make it, Uzi? You sure you can walk that distance?
We said to her,
I can make it. I got my tennies on.
We said, do you want to see the whole thing? Do you want to see the entire... And she said, yeah. Let's look
Wait,
at the whole...
Wait, this was your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, now you know.
Went on Saturday.
We walked every nook and cranny. We took her...
Backstage everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh.
All the VIP places.
Oh, you just did a VIP tour. Nice.
Oh, no. We walked
all the lands.
Yes.
There's a lot of
the
lands.
The outside and the inside.
We were at the Alice booth taking pictures.
Yeah.
Got some food, some drinks.
Met with a bunch of listeners. Mm-hmm. Went to the artist area. Oh. Went to wine lands. Mm-hmm. We looked for outside lambs, but that wasn't there anymore, so we went to a different area.
Chocolate
outside
land.
Lambs Chocolate was there land. For the first year Hoomer and I went. Like 4 years ago.
You got a cold?
Like kebabs or something?
Yeah, we're all worried about you. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
No, I don't have a cold.
You sound like you got a cold.
Well, it's the first time I'm actually speaking out loud this morning.
Ah.
So
right. Shake the rust off.
I guess.
Your voice is getting deeper. Anyway, go on.
Bryn went all 3 days to Outside Lands.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I did. A lot of walking.
Party your ass off or what?
Well, I was just doing it for the walking. And, I took my pregnant wife there, so it was good for her to get the walking in.
Designated driver.
When did you guys get married?
Just get it over with already, Hooman. Come on. Yeah, but it was fun. All 3 days. A lot of walking. Like 30,000 steps
Anybody
a day.
Make it to the Who?
I couldn't stay for the Who. I stayed for Lord and the Who was next.
How was Lord?
Oh my God, phenomenal. Ah. She has these crazy ass dance moves like she's spazzing out, you know?
Yeah, people love her too. Yeah. That was one of the I actually saw a post from one of my friend's college kids who was like, the Who is... older than my grandparents singing Teenage Wasteland right now. And I was like, yeah.
That is funny.
They probably should skip that one song.
Well, it is a hit. But
one of their big ones.
Reporters were saying that was one of the biggest things, Bryn, is that Lord had the whole, the whole audience singing. Like, everybody was just going, and they said it was just magical.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so fun.
Cool.
Yeah, she looked really good up there, too.
Was that your favorite act that you saw of all 3 days?
I must say it was the act that I watched the most of.
Oh.
You know, it's the problem with Outside Lands is everybody's like, hey, I'm here, meet me. And I'm like, okay, you're 4 miles away. I'll be there in half an hour.
I know, Hooman was talking about giving you at this tour. I'm like, well, what bands did you see? He goes, I don't really see any bands. I just walk around.
I'm just here for the party, man.
Yeah.
It really is the experience.
And that was fine. We watched a few bands. I mean, none that I... War Paint. I mean, I don't know who they are. Did you see
Dwarves.
A band's Joy?
We
walked, one song.
Yeah, we walked
you
past
didn't see
Bryn.
Bleachers?
Did we see Bleachers, Bryn?
We saw the Bleachers.
We saw the Bleachers.
No, you didn't see Bleachers.
No Bleachers.
Behind the Bleachers where all the pee is.
But it was more for me about people watching and just getting there and being
although,
there.
A little too cold for some of the... What did you call it last night, Hooman?
For the... Oh, yeah, there was... Listen, when it's cold, it definitely cuts down on the sluttiness of the event.
It's okay. The inner sluts are all out there. Like,
yeah. I mean,
but people weren't
are
just in their
sweaters.
Bikini tops.
Yeah, there was no bikini tops. There were
he goes, it cut way down on the slut action. So
that's probably true, but I didn't even think it was cold.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it's just a day
it
in
wasn't
San
cold.
Francisco.
It was just really, you know,
a summer's
foggy
day in San Francisco at that.
Gray.
Yeah, it was
but
fine.
You know, Anita was like.
So Denise would have flipped out. Oh no, it's not sunny.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Anita did what?
She was looking around, going, "Did they look at the weather app before they came out here? Because there's so many people like really still half naked."
Oh,
yeah. There's always that girl that you go, give it up.
Booty shorts.
It was her opportunity.
What are you doing? Put on a jacket.
I can't. Then you won't be able to see my stuff.
Yeah,
keep
but then
up.
When you
good
get with
you.
Those people, you're all hot. So it's just like. I don't care what they wear. Wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
Layers, people.
It definitely doesn't bother me.
Well, I'm not, it doesn't bother me either, but when I'm walking and I'm actually wearing sort of that North Face jacket,
yeah,
and I'm thinking, it is cold here. Like, I'm cold. My hands are cold. It's
right.
Cold. And I actually, I mean, I surf in the water off the coast here. I can hang.
Yeah.
But you see a girl in a pair of short shorts with flip-flops and a crop top, you just go, I don't know what you're thinking, but you're going to leave here with pneumonia, kid.
Right. That does not look like a...
I mean...
Would your mother approve in this weather?
These are her shorts.
You're only going to have that body. Yeah, right. You're only going to have that body for 5 more minutes, but...
Right.
Because, you know...
Life.
We don't get... We don't keep
I was
our
like, what?
Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
We don't keep
Life
our
happens.
Kid bodies.
Yeah.
No, that is for sure. But so enjoy them while you got them, kids. Yeah. Ah, age, it'll crush you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 6 o'clock. Let's roll this. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back. Happy Monday. It's a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.